understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. Welcome to the program. I want to begin by asking for your help. We've been doing this podcast now for about 16 or 17 months now, and it is supported by advertising. And in order for us to continue bringing this to you 2 days a week with just a variety, if you listen to it regularly, you know that we have a variety of news and sports and interviews, and we think it's valuable to the community to have some sort of audio option for news and advertising. But it's waning, if you will, our advertising for this program. We need to have a few more step up in order for us to continue. So if you're interested, give us a shout at the Crittenden Press. Of course, our number, 965-3191. Talk to Allison Evans if you know her and see her. Jessica Moss is also someone who is working on the advertising and marketing side for the Crittenden Press now. You can talk to her or Elena Barnes in the office in Marion. So this morning I want to begin with a note about the coming weekend, something to put on your schedule, and it is indeed on Valentine's Day. So while you are planning to treat your significant other or your family, you also need to put on your calendar a time to come out and celebrate some of Crittenden County's finest athletes ever. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be on Saturday. The game time for that Hall of Fame game is 3 p.m. The Lady Rockets will be taking on Hopkinsville. And at halftime, we will celebrate Stefan Cozart, a player from the 80s, and Brianna Cozart, his daughter, who is now Brianna Cozart St. Cyr. And she lives out in Texas, and Stefan is now out in Phoenix. So they're flying in to be part of this induction ceremony. And Brianna played basketball, ran track, and volleyball, actually went to play college volleyball. And she will be she will represent the early 2000s. And then Jesse Hodge Sigler is the third inductee. And, of course, Jesse played on that very celebrated 2011 Crittenden County girls basketball team that won the regional championship and went to the Sweet 16, the only time Crittenden County has ever sent a team to the Sweet 16. So we're going to take just a moment here and visit with Brianna Cozart St. Cyr. So, Brianna, of course, I know you as Cozart. You'll have to pronounce your last name for me. I can barely spell it. So, how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, my last name's St. Cyr. It's like a Haitian, French, Caribbean last name that I married into. Nobody can pronounce it, so don't feel bad.
Nobody in Kentucky can, right? So, Brianna, of course, going into the Sports Hall of Fame on February 14th on Valentine's Day with your father, Stefan, as well. It's going to be a great reunion, grand opportunity to come back and see some people. But tell us where you are and what you're doing now.
Geez, where I'm at. I've been all over the place, but right now I'm in San Antonio, Texas. I've been here for about 2 years. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, an active duty Air Force labor and delivery nurse. So it's kind of exciting. I've been doing it for about 15 years, and I'm looking forward to 5 more, and I'm going to be done.
And you're a captain, right?
I am.
And
I'm a captain.
And
course, you played or participated in three sports. You were you're still a record holder in track and field, in some relays and the high jump, and played basketball and volleyball here on some of those inaugural volleyball teams, and then went on to play collegiately two sports at Kentucky State. What are the biggest highlights of your athletic career? When we talked earlier, you mentioned the foundation you got here. I think that's something that I think resonates.
Yeah. Geez, it was so long ago, but like I said previously with you, I think the foundation, the characteristics that all of my coaches and being on a team created was kind of like paramount in the person that I am right now. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with who I am and who I've grown up to be, and I think a lot of that's attributed to the teams that I played on. Mm-hmm. So those are my, I think that's my big ahas from playing then.
And those coaches were by now?
Coach Starnes for track, Coach Hodge for basketball, and Duval and Myers for volleyball.
Yeah. And of course, a wonderful career while you were here. A lot of regional type honors, and was a standout in three sports. And we're excited to have you here. And what does it mean to go into the Hall of Fame at your alma mater here in West Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's kind of exciting to think about, I don't think about it for years because it was so long ago, but it's exciting to kind of think back and reminisce on all the friends that we had, how good we were in the sport. Mm-hmm. And again, just how we've developed as people. Yeah. Coming from small town, Crittenden County.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, thanks for being on the program this morning, Brianna.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to come back and see everybody and reminisce.
Yeah. All right.
And again, that induction ceremony will be during the ball game, which tips off at 3 p.m. on Saturday out at Rocket Arena, Valentine's Day. And hey, if you have not thought about how to celebrate Valentine's Day, how to recognize that significant other person in your life, or anyone, as Stacy Blackburn shares with us in her Stacy Style feature in the Crittenden Press. It was published last week, but you can still grab that. It's still out there on newsstands early this week, and find out what she says about how and who to celebrate on Valentine's Day. We're going to take a short break and be right back in just a moment.
So this morning I have with me again Jennifer Reckinger. She's with H&R Block in Marion and Rosa Claire, Illinois, across the Ohio River there. So Jennifer, it's tax season, and people are excited about their tax refund if they're going to get one, I guess. You know,
right.
Some people don't always get a tax refund. They may owe a bit. But those who do are anticipating a refund, tell us how they can get that early.
Yeah, so you do have to have all of your tax documents whenever you come in. So you have to actually be ready to file your tax return. We have what is called a refund advance loan. You can get up to $4,000. It is a 0% interest rate loan. So as long as you have all of your tax documents, you're ready to file, we can try to get you up to $4,000 the same day. And it is based upon bank approval, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a great opportunity. Somebody needs cash right now, they can do that. So H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rose and Claire, Illinois. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, this program is supported by advertising. If you are interested in helping continue bring this program to Marion, Crittenden County, and beyond, every Monday and Thursday morning, please give us a shout and become part of the program. And just to give you some insight into some things you can expect in this week's Crittenden Press, I went down and visited with Jeff Bidwell, Many of you know Jeff from WPSD-TV. He was the sports anchor for many years. And he left for a while, got into the private sector of real estate, and then turned around and has accepted the new position as the head man in charge of content, basically, for the television station and the newspaper, which is a rare thing in Kentucky and all over the country. It actually used to be illegal. So we're going to try to break all that down and let you take a look inside of WPSD-TV and how decisions are made about what you see on television and what that means bringing in the newspaper as part of the same office now and one man in charge of that. So stay tuned to this week's Crittenden Press, and we'll actually have Jeff on this program on Thursday morning, so be sure and tune into that for an interview with him. Something you'll want to get on your calendar for the summer. So many things are planned this summer because of America 250, that celebration to recognize the country's 250th birthday. And among them will be a special Tulu fireworks show. Organizers are already starting to put that together because they're making some huge plans. It's going to be on a Saturday, which gives them a little more flexibility, having the weekend there in front of them. So stay tuned, but get it on your calendar, the July 4th celebration at Tulu. Be sure and be there. The first candidate forum for the 2026 spring primary will be held on Thursday, February 12th. That's this week, this Thursday. The event will take place at 5:30 p.m. Out at the Crittenden County Office Complex. Of course, this event is open to the public. In fact, the public is encouraged to attend, and so are the candidates for public office for the May primary election.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
We all love our Marion Pit Barbecue. And, of course, Jason Hatfield, the owner and operator of that now. We want to be in prayer for Jason and his family. Jason's mother, Bonita, just a well-known former educator here in Crittenden County, very ill, perhaps near end of life. So we want to continue to keep them in our thoughts and our prayers. Bonita was my Sunday school teacher for many years, and have so much love and respect for her, as many do in this community. Just, she is a beloved woman. We want to, again, keep her close to our hearts this week. Some other things going on around the community I want to touch on before we close out this morning. And we'll start with local meetings. The Marion Code Enforcement Board was set to meet tonight, but that meeting has been canceled. Down in Livingston County, the Board of Education meets this evening at 5 p.m. And tomorrow morning in Marion, the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce will convene for its regular monthly meeting. That will be at 8:30 a.m. out at Rocket Arena Conference Room. And for all you folks from Caldwell County that listen in, the fiscal court will meet in Princeton tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Late last week, I had an opportunity to join the Chamber of Commerce in recognizing Miss Linda Cook as the hometown hero for February. Miss Cook, of course, is just a tad bit over 80, and she is still very sharp. I had a great conversation with her. Sometimes the body starts to fail and the mind continues on, and Ms. Cook is still very aware of what's going on in her community, although she has a little trouble getting around now, and that's why you don't see her out too much. But the Chamber of Commerce recognized her. Her family was there, and many friends from the community as well. And you can see some more coverage on that in this week's Crittenden Press, which will be out on newsstands Wednesday. For all you outdoors folks, of course, duck season ended about a week ago. Now your goose season is going out on February 15th in just a few days. I don't know if you saw the post I made over the weekend, but this weather is giving waterfowlers a big flurry of action here toward the end of season. Some local guys harvested some geese. That is closing out, and then tomorrow will be the last day for quail and rabbit hunting. Not too many people quail hunting anymore, but I do know some that were out over the weekend and took a few bob whites. And we do have a lot of rabbits still around and a lot of rabbit hunters, folks with beagle hounds, and again, they're closing out their season tomorrow. And that's going to be a full wrap on this morning's program. Again, we appreciate everyone listening in and greatly appreciate those who sponsor this program every week. Thank you. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.